Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Police have just provided new information about a murder at a Merrillville hotel on Sunday. It led to a standoff with a suspect in Gary yesterday and an exchange of gunfire that wounded two officers and left the suspect dead. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the latest.
Police wanted to talk to Keenan McCain regarding the murder of 44-year-old Betty June Claudio, found dead on Sunday by a housekeeper at a Merrillville hotel. Merrillville Detective Aaron Ridgway.
The Lake County Coroner's Office were able to rule that as a homicide by strangulation. Evidence at the scene indicated that the domestic relationship between the two. Investigators were able to receive credible information that McCain was located in the area of the Westbrook Apartments in Gary, Indiana.
The Gary PD SWAT team was called in. There was a three-hour standoff. The 29-year-old suspect's mother spoke to reporters.
All I asked the police to do was let me go over there so he could see me. My baby would have came out of there.
A negotiator had been talking with McCain, and then SWAT officers forced their way in. McCain police said fired, wounding two officers. One returned fire, killing McCain. The officers did not have life-threatening wounds. In Merrillville, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Schaumburg woman who'd been listed as an endangered missing person for 2 weeks has been found dead. Private investigators hired by the family of 34-year-old Suriel Dabawala found her car last night along the 200 block of North Kilpatrick in Chicago. Her body was found wrapped in a blanket in the trunk of the car. Police say she'd been listed as endangered because she needed medication. There's no word yet on a possible cause of death. The Archdiocese of Chicago is closing five Catholic schools at the end of the current school year.
Danielle Santos had tears in her eyes as she spoke of her seventh grade daughter who will have to find a new school to go to for 1 year because St. Louise de Marillac will be closing.
This is devastating. Absolutely devastating. My family is so saddened over this. It's such a disgrace, not only to Catholics, but to the community.
The Archdiocese of Chicago says St. Louise faces a $250,000 deficit. The school was able to get more than $90,000 in pledges in the last 5 days, but that was not enough. And Santos blames the school administration for only letting parents know in mid-December the school was on the bubble. In LaGrange Park, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The schools are St. Colette in Rolling Meadows, St. Jane de Chantal in Chicago, St. Joseph in Round Lake, St. Louise de Marillac in LaGrange, and St. Maria Gorriti in Schiller Park. In a rare move, the Chicago City Council Finance Committee has rejected a proposed lawsuit settlement with a woman who saw the Laquan McDonald shooting just over 5 years ago.
The suit was brought by Alma Benitez, who witnessed McDonald being shot by Jason Van Dyke and saying McDonald clearly posed no threat to the police. Benitez later sued, claiming police tried to intimidate her into changing her story and accusing her of lying. Yesterday, the Council Finance Committee rejected a proposed $125,000 settlement, meaning the lawsuit might now proceed to trial or the city could settle for less than $100,000, an amount that would not need council approval. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot plans to spend nearly $19 million on new touchscreen voting machines before the March primary election. Election officials say the machines will provide more security by generating a paper ballot. Voters will then feed that into ballot readers when they're done casting their ballots. The money's being borrowed from funds set aside for the Smart Streetlight program that was implemented by former Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The city has cut the ribbon on a new police department facility at O'Hare. It will provide state-of-the-art technology, and they say it will make history. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore with details.
The old O'Hare police facility stands in the way of Terminal 5's expansion. Commander Bill Mullane says the new building is a needed upgrade.
Some of the upgrades to our building include fiber optic internet lines, meeting space, training space, a workout facility, and dedicated space for our specialized units.
Including police dogs, but Mayor Lori Lightfoot stressed that Boa Construction, a black-owned company, led the team that transformed an old warehouse into the new CPD facility.
Boa is the first African-American prime contractor from the state of Illinois to be awarded an airport concession construction contract in Chicago.
And she says it's high time the city offered more opportunities like this. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.FM.
The body of a 34-year-old Schaumburg woman missing since December 30th has been found in the trunk of her car on the west side.
The family of Sureel Dabawala had hired a private investigator after she went missing and offered a $10,000 reward. Schaumburg police said she was considered endangered because of a medical condition. Last night, she was found in Chicago in the West Garfield Park neighborhood on the 200 block of North Kilpatrick. The private investigator who located the woman's Lexus called her father, and he brought a key, and the body was found wrapped in a blanket in the trunk. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.